Molokai is the friendly isle, but it is wary when it comes to development and any perceived threats to their way of life. That's the focus of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's Brittany Light is on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. I'm happy to be here.
You have an interesting story about what could happen with Molokai Ranch. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this could potentially be a huge change for Molokai if residents there accept and decide to support this plan from Lamplighter. It's a Hawaii-based energy company. They have their headquarters over on Oahu, and they have projects all over the world, lots of them in Asia. And the plan that this company has is it wants to buy Molokai Ranch, which is a third of the island. It wants to grow an organic biofuel, ship it to South Korea, help them wean themselves off of coal. And with a lot of the land, it wants to reserve it for open space for the people so that they can hike and fish and enjoy the shoreline and the valleys. Really right now, the company is feeling out how the locals feel about this plan, and vice versa. The locals are kind of feeling out whether or not they like this plan and whether or not they want this for a third of their island.
That's right, because the question is, will it be a good fit?
Right. It's almost like a romantic courtship in a way. The people of Molokai are fiercely, fierce defenders of their lifestyle, and they don't want a company to come in and change what they've got going on. At the same time, they really desperately need and want jobs. So they're trying to see if this is a good match.
And your article talks about the changes that the island went through when Molokai Ranch shut down. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Molokai Ranch shut down in 2008. It was a huge blow to the island. About 120 people lost their jobs in quick succession. And unemployment in the years following the shutdown in 2008 just skyrocketed. It actually more than doubled on the island, and that's one of the major reasons for that. So right now, there's a huge 55,000-acre piece of land, and the current owner, which is a company based in Singapore, is looking for a buyer. And I think that the people of Molokai want to get to know whatever person or entity is going to buy this land. I don't think they want an absentee landlord, often Singapore, that they've never met. I think they really want to find somebody who shares some similar goals, somebody who wants to support their love of their agrarian lifestyle.
Right, because if that doesn't fit, whoever comes in is going to have a heck of a time, as we've seen in the past. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate you keeping on top of this one.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Brittany Light with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.